AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0. Money 2.0. Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, helping you with your small business and professional development goals. You can follow me on Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, Facebook, Business on the Edge, and our Facebook group for women, women only. On the Edge, women in business. You can also email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. I always like to thank our listeners every week for tuning in. We appreciate your listenership. Yes, we do. We work hard to bring you a great show that inspires your professional development and small business growth. You can always dial into the show and get your questions on the air at 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. The most effective way to do it is to do it. That is Amelia Earhart. Sometimes you just have to do it. You know, in fact, I think Nike picked up on that idea. Just to do it, the best way, the most effective way to do something is to just do it. You know, oftentimes, I talk to my business partners, and sometimes we can think about and plan, overthink a thing. It's just, you know, sometimes you just have to do it and, you know, see whether or not it sticks to the wall. So I have a simple on the edge question tonight. I have some great guests in the audience that's going to give us some insight into reskilling. Here's my question. Reskilling, is it really necessary? Is it really important to reskill in some career field? You've been working some career field for however many years. Maybe maybe you got laid off. Is this important? And we hear a lot of commentary about reskilling and media about reskilling and the direction of our country with regards to technology. And I think it's very important because I think with those that are 50 and older are a little bit distant from what's going on in the technology world. So when I'm working with business owners that are not comfortable with, you know, I'm in Silicon Valley. So Silicon Valley, I'm not sure if, let me just back up for a second. I'm from the Midwest. So let me draw you a picture. The Midwest is not as tuned in to technology the way the Silicon Valley is. Not that technology isn't all over the world. The idea is that you have people working for businesses, corporations, and companies that they have technology there. Maybe you're working with your emails, but when you start really getting into technology, when you think about Silicon Valley, we're talking about into the motherboards. We're talking about inside the system of how you're using whatever you're using, whether it's your iPhone or not. And so when you're talking about a generation who didn't come up with that information, that technology, and you've got another generation that says this is absolutely exciting, like this Steve Jobs and, you know, these guys that are the heroes or the visionaries for the technologies that we see. Is it important to reskill? Can you reskill at 50, 55, 60? We know that people are living longer and working longer. And guess what? Administrative skills are slowly kind of fading out. These skills that that have kept, you know, our society going. You know, I once talked about my storage. I have this great storage, A1 storage. I like, they just got some free pub there. Oh. But A1 storage, when I first started with them, they had two employees, you know, working the system, working the storage system. And then I get this bill, and they increase my bill, and then there's only one person working because they put in this new system. So if no one's there and it's closed, so they could close like twice a week, three times a week. And so you go to this kiosk so you can pay your bill. And I'm a people person. I like technology. I really do. But I like people too. I like interacting. And so I wonder, as we're making all these transitions, whether or not, where are we going to be in 40 years when it's just, is it going to be one of those sci-fi movies? But where do those people go? So how do they earn income if they're just They don't have that. That's not that kind of business model, that kind of company that, you know, at the time had the type of technology that would require them or put them in a position that says, hey, now we can let someone go. We're letting people go. So is reskilling necessary? You kind of get the gist. You know, is it going to get to a place where we've got, robots or some sort of system that flips hamburgers? I don't know. But these people have to go somewhere. The truth of the matter is technology is not going away. You know, the way that our system is, the way that our world is, it's not going away. So we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. What's in the news? 10 YouTube alternatives for small businesses. One of my favorite websites for small businesses is smallbusinesstrends.com. So if you ever want to check that out, you can check out smallbusinesstrends.com. Now, I'm not going to go through all 10 alternatives, YouTube alternatives. We know that YouTube is like the go-to place for videos, but if you're in business, some of the other places you can go, and like I said, I'm not going to name all of them. You can go to YouTube. Excuse me. You can go to YouTube. Go to smallbusinesstrends.com, and you can search for 10 YouTube alternatives for small businesses. Vimeo is becoming extremely popular. It's a creative site, but it's becoming very popular for doing shows and doing little vignettes, you know, video vignettes for your business. So that's a great place to go as well. You got Daily Motion, you got Vine, and of course, everyone is familiar with Instagram, which is absolutely taking off. So I use Instagram. I like it. We're looking at doing Vimeo as well. I think that's a great tool as well. Also, 1099s, it's that time of the year again, you business owners, if you have contractors working for you, have your 1099s out to your people by January 31st, 2014 this year. Postage rates. You know, I was talking to my guests here in the audience, and I'm going to share my guests with you in just a few moments. I'm going to share my guests with you. I like that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to share them with you. I'm not going to keep them all to myself. But our postage rates, our postage system, our U.S. Post Office, I think they raise our rates like, you know, when I was growing up, I don't know that I ever heard about the post office raising rates. I think it was like 15 cents for a stamp. Now, you know, we've got these crazy rates. So I'm going to share what we're looking at January 26th. The rates are going to change. So for those that are doing business, that's going to be very important. So you can go to Small Business Trends and look up postage rates go up January 26th. Stamps, bulk mail, and packages. So let's give you a little bit of that information. Regular mail, first class mail, it's going to increase from 46 cents to 49 cents. And so postcard rates, 34 cents. Can you believe that? Are you kidding me? I mean, I don't know. You know,
That's not even funny.
Right. Thank you. Where's Obama when you need him? I mean, really? That's just crazy. Bulk mail rates and the cost of mailing periodicals will go up by 6%. So in packages, there's some additional information there as well. So get ready for that. So like postcards, I think I'm just going to do digital postcards. That's like free. Are you kidding me? 34 cents for a postcard?
Washington's made things worse.
I love my producer. They have. What's going on? You know, so that's exciting times, exciting times. So we have in the studio tonight, Unitech College. Unitech is a new friend. I last week, if you tuned into the show, I had Nav Bahad. I had met him on my way to do the show last week. And so I knew him. You know, by the time he got on the show, I'm like, I met him and we just like this instant synergy. I'm like, you got to come on the show. You got to talk about your business model. This is fantastic. And so we knew each other like 2.5 hours. And so we didn't know we were going to have an extra guest on the show, but it was very, very exciting. Nav Bahad is here in the studio with me tonight from Unitech College. He's a chief operating officer there. He's been there for about 16 years and I believe that this man has been instrumental in really growing Unitech and the different campuses with the type of visionary that he is. And so I am very, very excited about having him in the studio. And we also have his, can I call you wingman? Joelle and Sutterfield. They've got some exciting events coming up. So we're going to share that with you. So she is their marketing team there. And so, Nav, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having us, Margaret.
I am really excited about Unitech.
I am too. I think that you were talking about reskilling, and I think that, you know, schools like Unitech are playing an ever-growing role. So this is a growth industry, and it's, it really started to take off about 10 or 12 years ago when the impact of technology started to have, you know, started to really be felt. And a lot of people got laid off from their first careers, and they were looking for a way to not go flip hamburgers, right? I mean, there's these massive numbers of people that really, right, you know, that's that was their option, and they were looking for a way out.
Right.
And so Unitech, we're in the business of training folks to be caregivers, to be allied health caregivers. So if you go to a pharmacy, you're likely to run into one of our pharmacy technicians. If you go to a clinic or a hospital, you're going to run into one of our nurses. If you go to a doctor's office, the medical assistant that's probably doing your blood sugar work or right, you're taking the weight right, is probably a Unitech graduate. So we're taking those people that have been laid off or folks that want to get into a career, not a job, right, and when turning them into allied health professionals.
Now, this is fantastic because you've got a couple of different components, but let's just say the healthcare and caregivers. You know, in 2013, when we came into 2013, that healthcare, the business of healthcare, was one of the number one top industries to be in, named to be in. And what we saw happening is now you have these healthcare franchises. And it's amazing, you know, in terms of, you know, these types of industries popping up and saying, okay, there's a growth spurt happening here within our healthcare system. So to give us a little bit more information about the healthcare side of the house, and then we'll get to the technology side
absolutely,
of the house.
Absolutely. So what's really driving healthcare right now is the baby boomer retirement that just started. So between now and 2021, you have this massive, enormously large group of people retiring. The numbers are in the tens of millions. And the infrastructure to support them is being built as we go. So as a result of that, there is this continuous increase in healthcare demand. And we've had double-digit growths in healthcare for a long time. But now it's actually going to accelerate because a huge, you know, portion of the baby boomers are retiring, and they retire every year. And because they're just retiring, there's not much of a death rate there. So what's essentially happening is if you have 3 million retiring in 2013 and you have 3 million retiring in 2014, well, now you have 6 million people that have gotten to the point in their life where they need a lot of care. And that's really driving healthcare. So if there's people out there looking at healthcare businesses, convalescent homes, this is a phenomenal time to be looking at starting healthcare businesses.
This is awesome. We're going to go to a commercial break. But if you want to call in and ask questions, 1-800-516-1220. You're listening to AM 1220, KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Berea's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
And we're brought to you by Garmin-Nimitz Freeway, dealing with one more crash. It's southbound approaching High, and it's the left lane that's taken away. It's backing everybody up to 980. We had first had it reported on 580, but it's 880 south at High. Eastbound 580 is slow out of the maze for a spell. There was a stall out near Grand, but then it looks pretty good from there. 24, most of the way out of Oakland through the Caldecott into Orinda. Look for plenty of brake tapping there. And the East Shore Freeway delays in both directions. That's I-80 between the racetrack and the maze. Eastbound, one more bout of slowing from Central out towards Pinole Valley Road. Hate traffic? Don't hate. Drive happy. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid traffic and construction delays with updates as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin. And for more traffic, it's SigAlert.com.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge. Keeping It Real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge. And listen to Business on the Edge with your host, Margaret Jackson, every Friday evening at 6, part of Money 2.0 here on AM 1220 KDOW.
He's a regular contributor to MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, Bloomberg, and the Fox Business Channel. He's the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app and the author of the Best Stocks Now newsletter. He's been a professional money manager on the front lines of the market daily for the last 18 years. Bill Gunderson's popular nationwide radio show, Best Stocks Now, weekday mornings from 6 to 7. Don't miss it. Best Stocks Now with Bill Gunderson, weekday mornings starting at 6, here on AM 1220 KDOW.
We've all heard the stories. Stories of people who have built incredible wealth and found financial freedom through investment real estate. But where do you buy? In the Bay Area or elsewhere? What do you buy? Single family dwellings or apartments? Hi, I'm Lori Graymont of Summit Assets Group. And our team of seasoned real estate investment consultants can help take the guesswork out of investing. We can help you acquire, manage, and profit from every investment you make. Every member of my team has experience in real estate. We're constantly analyzing real estate opportunities for our own portfolio and for investors like you. Summit Assets Group can open the doors for complete turnkey investments to help you build a portfolio of dependable, passive income. Call for details on how you can make your dreams of investment property ownership a reality.
Call 888-298-0652. That's 888-298-0652. Or go to summitassetsgroup.com. Summit Assets Group, the real estate dream makers. Summitassetsgroup.com.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are talking to Unitech College. We're talking to Nav Baha. You know, I wish you could listen in on us when we're on a commercial break. It really gets intense here in the studio. It's fantastic, fantastic. Now, Nav, you guys are having a community health and wellness resource fair coming up here on February 6th, we have Joellen Sutterfield here from Unitech College as well. And Joellen Sutterfield works with Unitech, the Director in Partnership Development, and your expertise is Director in Career Development and working on special events like this. So, Joellen, can you tell us a little bit about the fair that's coming up?
Well, you know, as an educational institution who trains healthcare professionals in the field, we're very, very much aware of the need for educational health and screening for the communities. We have all of our healthcare hospital partners and wellness resources coming to it. And even so, for the small business community, Fremont Chamber of Commerce is partnering with us for this and co-sponsoring it. Because your small, medium, and large businesses, sure, they need healthy employees.
Right.
And so they're using Absolutely. It as an employee appreciation event as well as we are. That's so, you know, healthy employees
That's fantastic.
Is a strong one.
Right. Because employees that do not show up for work is unproductive employees.
Well, it's mostly on the awareness of a, you know, hand gesture to say, let's get you healthy.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, as a business coach, we talk about, you know, if your team, you can be sick in so many different ways. You can be unhealthy. And when your people aren't at work, it is really, you know, you experience that lack of not having that person there, you know, fulfilling their job. So it's important with regards to that. So let me go back to Nav right quick. Now, wait a minute. I know I'm jumping all over, but I'm so excited here tonight. You need to get involved with this event. February 6, 2014, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is going to be at the Unitech College Fremont Campus, Building 2, 4580 Auto Mall Parkway in Fremont, California. I will be there with you. I'm looking forward to participating in the event. You have some great partnerships with Washington Hospital Healthcare. You got 24 Hour Fitness coming out, Whole Foods. You've got Tri-City Health Center, Fremont.
Kaiser's going to join us as well.
Look, you know, so this is a must-do, and you're going to be doing some screenings.
You'll have both the health education as well as wellness and screening assessments. We'll have certified, covered California counselors, if that's what you want. Plus, we'll have resources like yourself,
sure.
Alameda Public Health, and Fremont City. So it's really exciting. I may save the last Fremont massage for me. But
wait, massages? What are we doing? I want some massages here. So if you want to call in tonight and you're interested in asking Nav any questions about it, maybe you want to reskill, maybe you want to get into the healthcare business, call in at 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. So let's talk a little bit about what we were saying, you know, during the break. Now you're accredited?
That's right. Unitech's an accredited college. We have a national accreditor that has accredited us for many years.
And so, but you won an award.
That's right. About 6 months ago, ACCSE, our national accreditor, recognized us amongst its top schools. So they have 750 schools nationwide, big and small. And amongst them, they pick roughly 1% of those each year. And it's based on your quality and your adherence to their standards.
So this is fantastic. So. We love winners, and we like working with winners. So congratulations on the award. Absolutely. So now you mentioned men. We have an increase of men coming into the healthcare industry as nurses.
That's right. I think when we started doing nursing in 2003, it was every class would have one guy, right? So he was a token guy. And now every single class I see, it's double digit and it's growing because men are realizing what a fulfilling career this is. And most importantly, they're realizing it's a real career. You know, that right. the flipping burgers or you know, working right. in an auto body shop is not much of a career. It may be fun. And here you have something that's very fulfilling. You're providing care and you're building up to something great over a lifetime.
And because of their being in that career, they're learning new technology as it comes into the industry as well.
Absolutely. One of the things that Unitech's very, very passionate about is use of technology. So, you know, I have a computer science background myself. And so when we started out, we said, we're going to prepare digital, you know, nurses that are ready for the digital age. So, you know, recently Absolutely. We started classes where students didn't have books. They had iPads. We had instructors that were using iPads together with Apple TVs and basically interacting with students using apps on smartphones to say thumbs up and thumbs down when questions were being answered, to poll them using their phones, so everybody is participating. And then we've got amazing technology in our labs where we've got simulation mannequins that basically cry, babies that cry out. You know, we can do right. breech births and full births wow. in our labs. So when you're working on the equipment, you have this incredibly realistic experience that you just couldn't imagine 10 years ago. And so what I'm saying is don't be afraid of technology.
Right.
Embrace it.
Right. Absolutely.
And use it to drive your future forward.
Sure, sure. And it's not going away. It's just going to continue to grow. We're going to go to a commercial break. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Be your business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
Brought to you by Garmin. Major collision in Oakland is South 880 before Hyde. The two left lanes are blocked with emergency crews on scene. This one involves multiple vehicles and we're slow from Highway 980. If you're considering using East 580 as the alternate, well, we're slow from the 80 interchange there to Lakeshore Avenue. And then there is a crash that's on the shoulder, East 580 before Seminary. So both of those major Oakland freeways are crowded. But the big slowdown now is South 880 before High. It's backed up from 980. Two left lanes blocked by this multi-car collision. Going now to Newark, East 84 slow from Newark Boulevard, headed to 880. Livermore, East 580 slow North Livermore Avenue and stretches to North Flint Road. Hate traffic, don't hate, drive happy. Get a Garmin Newbie with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid traffic and construction delays with updates delivered as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS.
We had a caller, if you saw him. It was Aaron. I guess we lost him.
Your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving
okay.
in the right direction.
No sweat. Okay.
Will inspire you to fulfill your dreams. Always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Mark
He'll be okay.
Would it, because I know it's said two events on there.
Yeah, he said he was plugging two events.
It's our event.
Oh, okay.
He's Fremont Chamber of Commerce, and additionally, they're doing a career fair to July 31st, of which Unitech will be involved.
Okay, we need
to re-educate the community.
Right. Well, if he doesn't call back in, we'll let him do it next week.
Yeah.
Because I saw the two events, and I didn't know who he was, and I'm like, well, I'm not going to let someone plug that I don't know who's plugging. Okay. So that's why I didn't go to the caller, right, you know.
No worries.
Okay, so you know, if he calls back in, that's great. If not, he can call in.
His CEO is the 1 5-minute person, but then they'll miss the window of that event that day for career services, for career. But we don't have to promote the community career fair.
Right. No, I'm interested. This is about promoting your thing. I'm not really trying to promote their thing, so I don't want them to do that.
Exactly.
Other than saying that they're the chamber and they're participating with you, but. So for next week, just send me a list of the people's names so I know who they are when they come up.
There's only three. It's going to be Washington Hospital, Fremont Chamber. And Life Elder Care.
Well, so why don't you send me their names, because they're going to put their names up and not the companies up. And so, him, I didn't recognize him, but because he put two events, promoting two events or whatever, I'm like, really? I don't know you, So. Okay, so when we come in, I have to do a couple of commercials, live ads.
Radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often, I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually 924. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Are you looking for style, comfort, and that luxury drive in a car? Bay Area St. Clair Cadillac coupes, SUVs, sedans, and wagons has that and more. Cadillac is known around the globe for its sleek, stylish, extraordinary luxury designs. It's an American-made experience at an entirely new level. If you want to enjoy that luxury drive, stop by our showroom at St. Clair Cadillac and let's take you on a test drive. Our address is 3737 Stevens Creek Boulevard, Santa Clara.
Yeah.
Call toll-free for more information on our 2013-2014 luxury cars at 888-204-0389 or visit our website at www.stclaircadillac.com.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Superior Compliance Solutions are hosting a free executive training to educate small business owners in the areas of compliance and fraud. Fantastic stuff. February 20th, 8:30 to 10 a.m. This includes a continental breakfast. They meet every third Thursday of each month. So for additional information on that, please contact Nancy Franklin at 408-725-7153 or info@superiorcompliancesolutions.com. Don't forget to tell Nancy that you heard it here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Again, that is February 20th for that date, Superior Compliance Solutions. And what that is helping businesses make sure that they are not doing anything with regards to being out of compliance and fraud. So that's important. I know maybe Target and those, well, they're in compliance and stuff. We're just seeing some hacking going on over there. But it's very good for your business. So you want to make sure that you're connected, especially small businesses. There's a lot of things that you don't have in your foundation when you're starting out. And this would be this is a free event. So February 20th, 8:30 to 10 a.m. info@superiorcompliancesolutions.com. The phone number again, 408-725-7153. And your contact will be Nancy Franklin. Also, we have a recording, a webinar, creative funding for small business needs. And so we just did a webinar a couple of weeks ago. And so now we have that recorded version. If you want to listen in on that, it's about an hour and a half. Email me at onTheEdge@businessontheEdge.biz. We're going to post this on our Facebook page as well. You can register there. And if you use the code KDOW, you will get it for $29. It's usually $59 for you to, get that webinar. So again, KDOW, use that code. And if you want that, get the link, you can email me personally, onTheEdge@businessontheEdge.biz, or you can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com. Business on the Edge and get it there as well. It is live. Everything that we're talking about tonight in terms of connecting with Unitech College, unitech.com or unitecheducation.com?
Unitechcollege.edu.
Unitechcollege.edu.
Edu.
Edu. Edu. Edu. Edu. Edu. You know, right. Edu. Okay. So all of these links and information will be on our Facebook page. So please go out there and grab this information as well. If you're driving in your car and you're not able to write it down, or if you're listening live, you can go over to the Facebook page and pick that information up as well. Creative funding for small businesses. We are talking about that. That webinar particularly talks about crowdsourcing and funding. I do talk about some of the traditional funding sources, so you do know about that. But the crowdsourcing, which is very, very popular, Kickstarter is really, really making a huge impact on projects being funded. Also, Indiegogo, places like that. So, Quirky, you've got so many different resources out there. And I know that there's some concerns about whether or not there's fraud going on. And that's an argument that has been going on. And so when something's not regulated, but the thing is that you've got the world giving into your project. And so you can't keep people from giving. In fact, Entrepreneur Magazine did a story on $100 million that was given in crowdsourcing. Most of that money came from Kickstarter. You know, people around the world helping you fulfill your business goals and dreams that you're trying to do. And so it's really, really a great place to kind of get things going. So do not be afraid to do it. Go in with your eyes open. They give you the steps, everything that you need to do it well. So take the webinar and you will have an opportunity to get some fantastic information. So we've got about 30 seconds in this segment. Let's go to a break and then we'll come back with Unitech College, AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
Brought to you by Garmin, major collision.
I know. Do you mind if I take a picture of you and him? I'll go back.
No, actually, I brought a. We can do this, but I brought another camera too. So
okay. I'll do yours so you have it.
Right. So we'll.
So, anyways.
That's on the shoulder east 580 before Seminary. So both of those major Oakland freeways are crowded. But the big slowdown now is south 880 before High. It's backed up from 980. Two left lanes blocked by this multi-car collision. Going now to Newark, east 84 slow from Newark Boulevard headed to 880. Livermore, east 580 slow north Livermore Avenue and stretches to North Flint Road. Hate traffic, don't hate, drive happy. Get a Garmin Newbie with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid traffic and construction delays with updates delivered as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge. And listen to Business on the Edge with your host, Margaret Jackson, every Friday evening at 6, part of Money 2.0 here on AM 1220 KDOW.
Tired of watching the stock market continually go up and down? Insulted by the laughable rates being offered at the bank on your CDs? Then pay attention. First of all, understand that you're not the only one who's tired of this. Second, you should know that there are better alternatives out there for your savings. There's a good chance you've never heard of these alternatives because your bank and your stockbroker have done their best to be sure you didn't find out. But if you're interested in finding out about low-risk alternatives that allow you to defer taxes and earn much greater returns than you're getting with that CD, then give Mark Trutman a call at Platinum Retirement Solutions. Call 800-542-9195. That's 800-542-9195. Sit down with Mark for an hour, let him assess your situation, and learn how to keep yourself from losing sleep at night while watching your money actually grow at a reasonable rate. Again, 800-542-9195. That's 800-542-9195.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. I know that last segment was a lot of information that we want to get you connected with. And again, we're talking to Unitech College, a leader, award-winning college, fantastic, to reskill, fantastic. And remember, the Fremont Community Health and Wellness Resource Fair is hosted by Unitech College. That's coming up February 6, 2014. It is open to the public, and it is no cost. It's absolutely free, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., Unitech College Fremont Campus, Building 2, that's 4580 Audemars Parkway, Fremont, California, 94538. And so you want to come out for that. Absolutely. I'm going to be there. And if you come out, come over to our booth, say hello to me, let me know if you listen in on the show. And if there's a topic you want me to talk about with regards to business or career, let me know. And I'd love to get that on the air for you. So Nav, I am so excited about the technology and how your Unitech is surrounding just cutting edge technology, really, with your healthcare students, your what you guys are doing there. I guess what I'm really trying to say is that you guys are outstanding in terms of what you're doing. And so, I would encourage anyone to talk to Unitech College about reskilling. If you want to reskill, if you want to call into the show, 1-800-516-1220, do it. You have career counselors at the school, and
that's
so,
right.
So tell us a little bit about that. How can people connect with you there at the college if they want to connect? What do they do? What's that process?
Well, essentially, either they come to our website or they come into the college. We get walk-ins every day, and there's folks that are wondering, how can they reskill? What area should they reskill in? These are my skills. What would I be good at? I wanted to basically change my life, change my career, what would I do? And so we sit down with them and walk them through their skill inventory and their interests and their aptitudes. And then we basically give them options. And so some of them, for example, go to our sister school, which is a pure technology school. So all they do is technological training, and where we're training you on the latest server software and products like email servers or database servers or even programming. So if you're interested in those sorts of things, and a lot of people think that if I was in technology, I wouldn't have to constantly go reskill. Well, I have news for you. Nobody reskills more than technologists. Every year, every 2 years, we have folks that work for Microsoft and Oracle and HP and Sun Microsystems and Google that come in here.
Right.
Because technology changes fastest. So if you have a job there, you reskill all the time. And that's why those jobs are secure. And that's why those jobs have a faster than average, growth rate in terms of salaries.
Right.
So it's very important. It's continuously important to be reskilling yourself, and it gets more important each year.
So you're doing certifications, things like that. Now let's split this, because you do have two separate types of programs. So
that's right.
The healthcare program is Unitech
College. Unitech College has healthcare programs,
edu.
Long programs. That's
okay.
right.
Okay. And then the technology program is?
Well, UnitechEducation.com.
UnitechEducation.com.
Right.
And that's information technology,
IT
database,
programs.
IT, and that's huge. That's just a very broad industry field.
Absolutely. But there's 3,000 students every year going through those programs, learning about storage and cloud and virtualization and, big data, all of the key drivers that are driving the next technology revolution, the next 10 or 15 years. We're teaching them to reskill for those, because even the IT folks, they're becoming redundant, because when Amazon's got this cloud server up there, why do you want to have a server in-house?
Right.
So what's happening is stuff's moving from companies out to the cloud. When I can use Dropbox I can use Gmail, why would I be using internal mail? So what's happening is technologists are actually moving out to those companies, because a Dropbox might now employ 1,000 engineers more than they did last year.
Sure.
And so we're reskilling people for this transition that's going on in core technology.
So are these certifications or?
They are. So the technology industry primarily focuses on short, very job role specific certifications. So the training tends to be fairly short. It's weeks, not months or years. And it's extremely hands-on. So at least 50% of the time is spent doing specific tasks that are being essentially that are powering these companies. So Microsoft is a big portion. Storage these days is huge, right? Just, you know,
absolutely.
For my phone, I have 200 gigabytes of storage now.
Why?
Somebody's got to manage it.
Why? I'm going white. Now, you have three campuses.
That's right. We have a campus in Fremont, one in San Jose, and also one in Sacramento.
This is absolutely fantastic. I love education, and I love, you know, even if you're not able to go to a school. Now, do you do any online courses at the time?
Well, mostly on-campus courses. So there's some online components. Our bachelor's degree program for nursing is online because those are nurses that are already licensed.
Right.
So they're working during the day, and they're taking our online courses during the evening.
Wow, you guys have so many choices. You have this nice little mix of making it easy for people to do business with you and come and get reskilled. It's so important. You know, whoever's tuning in tonight within the hearing of this show is that it is imperative to make sure that you stay relevant within your career field, within your businesses. If you're in business, as a business owner, you want to stay relevant. And it may not be in healthcare or technology, but you need to stay relevant. And so there are resources out there for that. And again, Jolene, you want to tell us more again about the health fair care?
Well, before we hit the health fair, we also even have a reskiller continued education SIMS lab, high definition simulation lab that we have partners with us that hospitals, we have partners that come in and they actually train their staff, their nurses in our SIMS lab. And they do their own training segments, but we utilize a partnership with them to make sure that they get the training they need, but we have the high definition of which they don't at their organization.
Here's employed folks reskilling because that's necessary as well.
Absolutely.
You can't experiment on live patients, right?
Right.
And so the partnership even goes further because these are employed folks. They have events. In fact, we've been invited to a couple of local hospitals training events and to bring our nursing staff to partner with theirs to grow the education and use our technology.
So these simulation laboratories can people tour? Like, it's like, say there's a group and it's like, you know, I don't know if I want to go to this school or not, but do you take tours through the school?
Absolutely. And the sim lab is actually the most fascinating portion of the tour. So when you go around on the tour, we've got video monitors up on the wall. So if there's no student inside the lab, you can actually watch the video of what the students do with the mannequins and the amazing experience that they have. It's like being in a hospital and being a nurse, and you know you're not licensed, so you can't do that. But you get to learn and you get to have that same experience. And come over to the college for a tour and you're going to actually get to see these labs and what it is that you're going to be doing as a nurse. It's a incredible experience. You get this vision of what you're going to be doing hopefully for the rest of your life.
We're going to go to a commercial break. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
Update brought to you by Garmin. We're seeing delays out of San Francisco. It's been that way most of the afternoon here into the early evening. North 101 slow 280 leading to the Bay Bridge. But once you're on the bridge and past Treasure Island, it's a good looking ride headed into Oakland. East 80 from that point, though.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Liz. You're plugging what meeting on Wednesday?
Vanessa told me to call to kind of talk about how inspired I was
from your
Willie's. Oh, okay. I got you. Right. I didn't have the comment on the screen is like plugging Wednesday's business meeting. I'm like,
it was your meeting.
Oh, okay.
Which is awesome.
So it was great, and I appreciate that. let's do that. Liz, let's do that next week, because I'm not really talking about it. I was going to talk about it at the top of the show, and I didn't get to it, and I'm so into Unitech College. But if you want to stay in line and ask, because you are in the medical field in some part, in the psychological part, but, you know, I don't know if you're interested in talking to our guest tonight and just kind of, you know, I don't know what kind of technologies you guys might be using in your area of expertise. But it's really interesting.
Mental health.
Right.
The medical model for mental health.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes, and we actually, yeah, it'd be great because we also, all of our VNs and our RNs do a clinical studies in psychology. We actually have a rotations that we do at Fremont Hospital mm-hmm. for mental health. I won't mention Fremont Hospital, but just so that you know.
Yeah, I did some work there at Fremont. So questions along the lines of...
Maybe the event and the value of folks coming to our event and what you do. And
right, right.
Okay, Margaret, if you can lead me in. I'll
sure.
Lead me in, and I'll go for it.
Okay, sounds good. Okay. Thanks, Liz. Stay on the line.
Okay.
She should talk about that.
No, we're not talking about that tonight. I was going to talk about it and it escaped.
LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before it's too late. Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
What is that, the Jetsons? Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Is that the Jetsons? Is that something out of the, you know, that's some cool, I think they played this tune in the Jetsons. I really do. I have the best producer on the planet. I really, really do. Hey, I want to give you a heads up on KDOW's Business and Money Expo. That is going to be April 5th. 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's going to be at the Santa Clara Convention Center, and there's going to be a lot of training that day. So it's going to start at 10 a.m., the training sessions, and they'll go until the last session is at 3 p.m., and the event ends at 4 p.m. For those ladies, women in business, I am going to be talking about women in business, women leaders, creating, developing superior business models. Women. You know, we're on the rise, so emerging, guys, you know, so you're going to have to deal with us, you know, so I'm just saying we're here to stay. So we're going to bring our caller in, Liz, and we're going to let her talk a little bit with our guest here, Nav Baha from Unitech College. Amazing, amazing, amazing guy who you know, and can I call you a guy? Is that
yeah.
Is that okay? I mean, because you're absolutely amazing. I mean, he is so passionate about what he's doing, and being able to connect with someone who really can get excited about your future is so valuable and important. Liz, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm blessed, doing well.
Great. Now, Liz, we talked a little bit on the break. Now, you work in the medical field, but you work in the psychology side of the house.
Yes, mental health.
And so can you tell us some of the technology that you might be using in your career field?
The most recent change, especially here within, I would say, Santa Clara County, is really all of our documentation going online versus paper documentation. And I think in some respects, of course, the great thing about that is easy. It's easy to access across different agencies if need be. It can be easier to access. I think the bigger piece about documentation, of course, is that HIPAA laws, efficacy, and the making sure that you're documenting in a confidential manner, i.e., all client information needs sure. to be maintained, you know, confidential. So we're always looking for upgrades in systems that can enhance that when it comes to documentation. And as we all know, documentation, you know, when you're dealing with people's lives and you're leaving paper trails, you want to make sure that information is accurate. It reflects the true nature. It's not judgmental. It reflects the true nature of the issue, the diagnosis, the issue being served.
Now, so I'm going to jump in right here. So now, like, listening to what she's talking about in terms of the technology they're using, but what kind of benefits, like in her area of expertise with regards to the medical world, that they could get, people like this can get and come through and even just walk through and tour through from Unitech College?
Well, they're going to be seeing how we're training the newer generation of medical professionals on these sorts of technologies. For example, all of our students are now being trained on Practice Fusion. That's an EMR, electronic medical records, you know, software, and it's in the cloud, and it's becoming fantastically popular. This is like Dropbox for medical professionals, right, or, you know, something like that. It's just, right, it catches on quick. And the value of that is that there's a lot of hidden costs in the healthcare sector because diagnosis is not being shared, and at the same time, it's being repeated. So now when you've got data that's now basically moving to the cloud, the entire system is becoming more efficient, it's becoming more transparent, and at the same time, it's becoming more secure because it's easier to control that data and give it to healthcare professionals when they need it, but protect it from those that shouldn't have access to it because of HIPAA issues or privacy issues. So I see this, electronic medical records revolution that's happening. It's fantastic for patients. It will lead to reduced costs, and it's so much quicker to diagnose, you know, patients because now you're sharing data as healthcare professionals.
This is awesome. We're running out of time here on the show. Liz, thank you for calling in and come out to the healthcare fair at Fremont on February 6th, and we'll introduce you to some of the folks there at Unitech. You're going to be there.
Absolutely.
Nat, and Joellen's going to be there. So let's make sure you guys meet and connect, and then come by our booth and we can chat as well. Thank you for calling in, though.
Okay. Take care.
Okay, so again, we have the Fremont Community Health and Wellness Resource Fair that you guys are hosting on February 6, 2014, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is going to be at the Unitech College Fremont. Am I saying that right? Unitech College in Fremont, Campus Building 2, 4580 Auto Mall Parkway, Fremont, California, 94538. You can get all of the information also from our Facebook page at Business on the Edge. Thank you for tuning in tonight, and thank you for coming on the show tonight. We got to have you guys back. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
Thank you, Margaret.
Barry's business leader.